You're listening to SBS News.
As tens of thousands of Venezuelans take to the streets in protest against President Nicolas Maduro, opposition leader Juan Guaido, in front of supporters in the nation's capital, Caracas, declared himself as the acting president.
I swear to assume all the powers of the national executive as the interim president of Venezuela, to secure an end to a treasonous government and to have free elections. If it is to be, let God and country reward us, and if not, let God and country demand it.
Mr. Maduro was inaugurated on January the 10th to a second term in office, following a widely boycotted election last year that many foreign governments, including the United States, described as fraudulent. Many Venezuelans blame Mr. Maduro for the country's economic turmoil, marked by hyperinflation and key shortages, including of food and medicine, which has forced 3 million Venezuelans to flee abroad over the past 5 years. Within minutes of Mr. Guaido's announcement, the Trump administration increased pressure on Mr. Maduro by recognizing Mr. Guaido as interim president and signaling potential new sanctions. A statement from US President Donald Trump describes Mr. Maduro's leadership as illegitimate. It also says the US would hold Mr. Maduro's regime directly responsible for any threats to the safety of the Venezuelan people. Asked about his statement shortly afterwards, Donald Trump said all options were on the table.
We made an announcement about Venezuela today. Some administration officials told reporters on a conference call that all options are on the table. Are you considering a military option for Venezuela?
We're not considering anything, but all options are on the table.
Does that mean you're considering those?
Which is all options, always. All options are on the table.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has already offered the Venezuelan people America's unwavering support. And Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez offered this unequivocal response.
Because Mr. Pence doesn't have a job, now he wants to come and run Venezuela, handing out instructions on what should happen in Venezuela tomorrow, openly calling for a coup d'etat in Venezuela. I will say it like the Venezuelan people would say to you, Yankee, go home. We're not going to allow you to intrude on issues of the country of Bolivar and the country of Hugo Chavez.
Mr. Guaido, a newcomer on the national political scene, was elected to head the Congress on January the 5th. The 35-year-old now promises to lead a transition government and hold free elections. Following the US president's response, a slew of nations across the Americas recognized Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela. Speaking from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Colombian President Iván Duque issued his support.
I want to state that Colombia recognizes Juan Guaido as president of Venezuela and shares in this process of transition to democracy so that the Venezuelan people can free themselves from the dictatorship.
So far, Bolivia, Mexico and Cuba have stuck to their leftist ally, Mr. Maduro. In a televised speech, Mr. Maduro, at a supporters' counter-rally, reacted by announcing he is breaking diplomatic ties with the United States.
That is why I am announcing to the free people and countries of the world that as the constitutional president, head of state, head of government, in fulfilling my duties, to which I swore before the people to respect and have respected the independence, sovereignty and the peace of the Republic, I have decided to break diplomatic and political relations with the imperialist government of the United States.
Mr. Guaido's declaration takes Venezuela into uncharted territory, with the possibility of the opposition now running a parallel government, recognized abroad as legitimate, but without control over state functions. Any change of government will rest on a shift in allegiance within the military. Earlier on Wednesday, activist groups said that at least 4 people, including a 16-year-old, had been killed overnight ahead of the protests. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.